Lift your hands. Say, Father, tonight, give me a miracle. Lift those voices and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Give me a miracle. Give me a miracle, Lord. I need a miracle tonight. Pray in the Holy Ghost. I need a miracle tonight. Send your rain. Miracles tonight. Signs and wonders. Do only what you can do, Jesus. You are the God of all flesh. Speak to our hearts. Grant us prophetic insights. Lead our hearts to receive wisdom tonight. Lead our legs into testimonies. Let our hands touch that which you have spoken of. Let our lips taste and eat of God's goodness. Bless us. Somebody watching over the internet, let the angel of God be released right now. Have your way tonight. In Jesus' mighty name. Somebody holler the loudest, amen. Amen. Clap those hands. Let's honor God's servant, Apostle Dr. Desiree and Bishop Bobby Leslie. Clap those hands to all fivefold ministry gifts in the house. Whilst you are standing, St. John's Gospel, the 28th chapter. St. John's Gospel, John, the beloved disciple, the apostle and the brother of James. Thematically, from a theological perspective, he encodes Jesus Christ as God, as Jehovah's Messiah and Son. And his deity is many times asserted in this particular synoptic account of the chronological and the historical life of Jesus. And in John 20, verse 24-29, we see the unbelief of the disciple called Thomas. Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." So he said unto them, "Until or unless I see in his hands the print of the nails," the Message Bible says the scar of the nails, "and put my finger into the print of the nails and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst of them and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your fingers here and look at my hands. And reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." I'd like to share a companion thought from Paul's epistle in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 17, from the Message Bible. Galatians chapter 6, verse 17, from the Message Bible. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Abba Father. Paul speaking, he said, quite frankly, I don't want to be bothered anymore by these disputes. I have for my own important things to do. The serious living of this faith. He said, I bear in my body scars from my service to Jesus. I bear in my body scars from my service to Jesus. Would you look at someone tonight and tell him God is moving you from your scars to stars? I'm certainly sure that was a wrong neighbor. Look for a better neighbor and tell him, I'm proud of my scars. Shake someone's hands like you're going to shake it off and tell him or her, I'm proud of my scars. Father, speak to us tonight like never before. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. You may be seated in God's presence. Just a little push up, I'll be good. Amen. I'm proud of my scars. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, in the age of looks, cosmetic surgery has become a billion-dollar industry. The various options of cosmetic surgery. Number one is what they call scar removal. Scar removal, child of God, is so huge because scars for most people are a symbol of disfigurement. Nobody likes to be disfigured or reminded of painful experiences. Scars remind us that something went wrong or something was wrong that had to be corrected. Or I went through something that left its mark on me. And it changed my appearance. Over the years, people line up to get scars removed. Watch this, because it suggests that if you have a scar, you are less than perfect. Now, if you can't afford a surgery, they have created creams that you can put on, watch this, to hide the scar that gives you a false reality of your experience. Child of God, please understand that pain is a reality. That we never want to be reminded of. We will rather find a way to escape it, elude it, or deny it. But in a real and a sad sense, many saints today have been using holiness as scar removal for a long time. We put on the mask and pretend as if everything is all right. We come to church and put up the shout for the saints to see. to convince people that things are not as bad as they think they are. When in reality, if we will just own up the pain, it will give us something better to praise God about. Because in owning up the pain, I have to admit that I survived whatever caused the pain. Scars should not be things we try to hide. Scars, child of God, are not and should not be seen as signs of weakness or imperfection. But scars can be signs of courage and trophies of victory. Because, child of God, the only way to get a scar is to stay in the fight. I'm sure I'm talking to someone here tonight. Look at someone said, the only reason you see my scars is because I stayed in the fight. You don't get scars from running away from a fight. You only get scars when you buckle down and stay in the fight. The other day, historically, it was said at the Battle of Waterloo, after Napoleon gave out coins. And watch this. One side of the coin was a picture of himself. On the other side of the coin was the words, I was there. Because after you survive, you always want something that can be a reminder of your testimony that you went through something and survived it. My God, do I have some real believers here? That you were there when he dried your tears. You were there when he lifted up your spirit. You were there when he restored your joy. You were there when he paid off your bills and your debt. You were there when he made your enemies your footstool. Every now and then, you need to pull the coin of your past and remind yourself that you went through something, you fought some battles and survived them and came out on the other side with victory. Give your neighbor an elbow and tell him or her, I'm proud of my scars. Scars has a story. People will look at you without having a clue of what it took and what you went through to get to the point of where you are today. So God allows scars as a launching pad, because the story of your life is not in the destination, but the story of your life is in the journey. Because there is more shouting in the journey than there is in the arrival. Because the journey had some storms. The journey had some things on the way that tried to kill you before your time. That tried to block you access. That tried to stop you. That tried to destroy you. That tried to get rid of you. And I can look back at the journey and I can shout about how I survived everything that the devil and his mother-in-law threw up against me. Look at somebody and tell him I'm beat through hell. Look at somebody and tell him, I've been through hell. You have no idea who is seated beside you with a fresh looking, sexy, exotic, exquisite face. You are looking at a woman who has battled many times and has survived. Oh yes. So now understand that scars, oh, I feel it coming on, are not a sign of the pain, but scars are a sign of the healing. Can I talk to somebody? On the cross of Jesus, are you here tonight? You did not hear that he said that I hurt. Because Jesus understood that pain, watch this, is a part of the process of elevation. Pain is part of the systemic procedure to get to you, or to get you where God wants you to be. So now every child of God must understand fundamentally that if you don't want pain, you don't want elevation. Oh, can I talk to somebody? If you don't want pain, then you don't want to reach your destination. God taught me in the early days of my ministry that it takes pain to get you to where God needs you to be. I'm a trained biblicist. Yet it took pain to teach me that power don't come from the books, but power comes from the pain of your experience. I'm thinking I'm in the wrong house. A scar is evidence that there was hurt. Can I talk to somebody? A scar is evidence that there was a pain. But it is a sign that you are healed from the hurt. Tap your neighbor and say, my scar doesn't reveal only my pain, but it also reveals that I am healing from the pain. A scar means you don't have to be subject to the authority of your pain. A scar means you don't have to be defined by the cause of your pain. A scar means I've moved past the place of the pain, and I am now in the process of healing from the pain. Any injury does not become a scar till the wound starts healing. Can I talk to somebody? So scarring is a natural part of the healing process. Do I have a witness in the house? So Apostle Paul was dealing with a faction of Jewish leaders who had done everything in their power to delegitimize his apostolic authority. They were a group of Judeans there at the church who were trying to appear spiritual by being circumcised and demanding others to follow them. But the problem with that was that these leaders were trying to persuade the people of the church to be circumcised so that they can boast about having them as followers. Pay attention and flow with me. They wanted something that will let them brag about the numbers. They wanted something that will make them boast that they have increased in pneumatology. Because to them, validity is in the authenticity. And the validity of their authenticity was in how many people they had following them. But Apostle Paul said, you can brag about the numbers, but I will brag about my scars. He said, your evidence is in your numbers, but my proof is in my scars. And just in case you want to delegitimize my apostolic credence, I bear in my body the very scars of Jesus Christ. Slap your neighbor for the first time and tell your neighbor you are looking at a survivor. Oh yes. He said, Paul said, I want you to understand that you are looking at a warrior. You are looking at a man who has seen hell and high waters. You are looking at a man who has met the messenger of Lucifer. He said, I have an evidence for the gospel that I preach to you. So Paul stopped dealing with them theologically and began to deal with them existentially. Because child of God, every now and then, the one thing you can't argue with me is my own experience. Can I talk to somebody? You can debate theology with me, but you cannot debate my exclusive, idiosyncratic, individual experience. Can I preach to somebody? Paul said you can debate whether Jehovah Jireh of the Old Testament is the Jesus provider of the New Testament. But you cannot debate with me is that when I was broke, he supplied all my needs. Oh yeah. Paul said you can debate with me whether Jehovah Shalom of the Old Testament is the God of peace in Jesus in the New Testament. But you cannot debate with me that when I could not sleep, he gave me peace, solace, and tranquility. So Paul stopped dealing with them theologically and begin to deal with them existentially. He said you can debate whether Jesus, Jehovah Rapha of the Old Testament, is the Jesus healer of the New Testament. But what you cannot debate with me is that when the doctor said I was sick, he healed my body. Because child of God, your experience is something people cannot argue about. Can I preach to somebody? Look at somebody. So now the issue is in your experience. The experience reveals your strength. Your experience reveals the number of scars. Some have stars. But I tell you that it's not in stars as a military man. It is the scars that produce the scars. And they are the proof and the evidence of my installation and my elevation. Look at somebody and say, I don't regret. Of all that I've been through, for the devil meant it for evil. But God, oh yeah. You got to tell them what you suffered and tell tell them how you went through hell and how God delivered you. You have to tell them how the devil scandalized you and tried to block your next level. You got to tell them how you were sick in your body and almost died. You got to tell them how 70% of your church leaders walked out on you by a rumor. You got to tell them how your brother died, how your father died, how your sister died. Can I talk to somebody? You got to tell them how your children are all miracle babies. Can you deny and debate my own testimony? They are the evidence of my elevation. So Paul said, for over 20 years, I've been buried in my body the scars of the preaching. Can I preach to somebody? So before you talk about the validity of my elevation, I've got the scars to prove that I am what God says I am. I may not have the title, I may not have the degrees, but I've got the scars, and the scars are the evidence of who God made me to be. Hey, look at your neighbor for the second time and tell your neighbor, I bear in my body the scars of life. Throughout COVID time, the devil tried to take me out, but through it all, I have learned to trust in Jesus. Hear this, ladies and gentlemen. I tell every pastor that often we preachers put value on the wrong thing concerning what validates us. We think the value of validation is in how big our churches are, how many folks we have on the pews, the robes we wear, and the houses we own, and the cars we drive. That is complete rubbish. But can I tell you something tonight? When you take off the beautiful robe, and when you undress from the cassock, and you put away your collar, there better be some scars. Hey, under there that says, God, I live, for God, I die. Though he slayed me, yet will I still trust. Slap your neighbor and say, neighbor, you are looking at a warrior. You are looking at a survivor. You are looking at a favored child of God. Because everything I went through was evidence that I was supposed to die. But the hand of God. I've been through it. I've been there. God does not give anointing to inexperienced people. Can I say that again? Tap your neighbor and say, true anointing is given at the place of bitterness, at the place of pain, at the place of struggle, until you go through the crushing moment, you will not get the oil out of you. Slap your neighbor and say, neighbor, I have no regret at all. When I was broke, I have no regret at all. When the man dropped me for death, I have no regret for God. When they laid me off, I have no regret at all. When I was hungry, I have no regret at all. When 80% of my church walked out on me, I have no regret at all. Because I am now better and not bitter. I am now wiser. Can I preach to somebody? Slap your neighbor and say, neighbor, for every hell you went through, God saved you. For every hell you went through, God gave you another anointing. For every hell you went through, God gave you more wisdom. For every hell you went through, God anointed you more. For every hell you went through, you get access to deeper realms of supernatural power. I have no regret. I'm proud of my scars. Can I preach to somebody? Can I preach to somebody? Please follow me, sir. Paul had several scars. He was dealing with the scar of illegitimacy. Paul dealt with them in the harsh persecution in the church at Corinth. He was seen as an illegitimate preacher. They thought he didn't have the authority. And Paul was in trauma. He was in a traumatic place because he had not been in the presence of the resurrected Jesus in spite of the vision he had. So here they were saying, how could he have had the nerve to preach and teach when he had not been in the chronological and the historical life of Christ? Can I talk to somebody? So they said, Paul, you are not a legalized preacher because you don't understand and you never saw Christ. But Paul looked at them and began to laugh. He said in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 21 to 33, reveals my experience. Paul said, I know I may not be in the life of Christ, but I've been through enough suffering as a proof that you are not better off than me. He said, 5 times the Jews whipped me 40 times. He said, 3 times he was beaten with rods. Once he was torn. He said, 3 times I suffered shipwreck. He said, I went through water perils. He said, and robbers, they attacked me. He said, my own native country, they beat me. He said, strangers attacked me. He said, I suffered perils in the city, in the water, in the wilderness. I went through perils in the sea and among my people who pretended to love me. He said, I was hungry. He said, I was homeless. He said, there was a time I had no clothes. I had nothing to wear. He said, there was a time I almost froze to death. He said, in Damascus, the governor tried to kill me, and I escaped through a window by a basket. I went through a moment of weakness. So you are telling me you are better off than me? You are a joke. I bear in my body the scars. Oh yeah. Slap your neighbor and said, I've been through death. I've been through hell and back. They tried to kill me, but I survived it. Bring it up. They tried to bring me down, but I survived it. They tried to shut me evening, slap your neighbor and say, neighbor, you may not be qualified, but always remember that God does not call the qualified, but he qualifies the call. It doesn't matter whether you have no certificate. It doesn't matter whether you went through the jail. God does not look at your history to determine your future. Can I talk to somebody? Slap your neighbor and say, the grace of God is released at the place of suffering. So Paul said, Abraham lied, and he pinned his wife. Noah was a complete drunk. Moses needed a speech therapist. David was a murderer and an adulterer. Samson visited hookers and strippers. Peter was a gangster. Jonah ran away from God. Miriam was a gossiper. Jacob was a cheater. Sarah was impatient. Elijah was depressed. And God said, that's the one I'm looking for. Because when I look at their scars, becomes their preaching materials. Can I talk to somebody? Look at your neighbor and say, I'm not ashamed of the hell that I've been through. I'm not ashamed of the betrayal I went through. I'm not ashamed of anything I did in my past, because my scars. Slap your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm proud of my scars. I'm proud of my pain. I'm proud of my suffering, because through it, Lord, I have learned to trust in Jesus. Slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I had to go through it. I had to go through it. I'm better today because I went through it. I'm wiser today because I went through it. I'm glorified today because I went through it. I'm anointed today because I went through it. Beautiful today, because shout yeah, tap your neighbor. It's a neighbor. I'm proud of my scars. I'm proud of my scars.
My scar is my star. I have an experience today. For every hell did not make me a lesser being, but he gave me lessons. I'm not a lesser being, but I've learned from my past. I've learned not to trust about every smile. I've learned the hard way that people that hug you does not mean they love you. Now I understand the difference between fake love and real love. I have no regret at all. I have no regret at all.
I have no regret at all. Whatever he allowed me to go through, he understood the carving process, that he is the master potter. And he has me engraved in his hands. And he will put me to the shape he wants me to be. So every step I've been through, every phase of my life, he is the master potter. And he has me engraved in his hands. And he will put me to the perfect shape. Before I was consumed and conceived in my mother's womb, he knew me. God knows my struggle. He knows my flaws. He knows my errors. He knows everything I will do before I did it. So if God allowed it to happen, it happened to make me better and not bitter. I'm glad I went through it, because I'm stronger than before. I'm wiser than before. I'm better than before. So you foul spirit, don't look at me. Do you know what anointing means? Do you know what true anointing means? Until you have gone through a crushing moment. Until you have lost everything before, you will never know how to keep things together. Until you have been broke before, you never know what it means to have true riches. Until everybody has deserted you and the ones you helped has turned their back on you, you will never understand the true heart of humanity. So thank God for the jail season. Thank God for the betrayal. Thank God when I was laid off. Thank God for the sickness. Thank God for the darkness. Thank God for every state of my life where I went through pain. I'm proud of my scars. I'm in his hands. Stand to your feet, everyone. Lift those hands and celebrate the Lord. Now, hear this. Sometimes God will take you to the very edge of your mind in order to change your mind. You trust so easily. You love so cheaply. You embrace everyone. You give to everyone. And God had to teach you betrayal. He had to teach you wisdom through affliction. So tonight, we don't regret for every phase you have been through. No regrets for the man that walked out on us, lied on us, cheated on us. No regrets for the backstabbing, front stabbing, side stabbing. No regrets. No regrets. Lift your hands. Say, Father, I'm grateful for every phase of my life. Lift your hands and thank God. Celebrate him. Celebrate him. Celebrate him. Korabahasa tatataraba. Christe prekatayas. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. Christe prekato sabratas. Re parabahasa toka bahaya. Re pelebe saprakataya. Christe prekatayas. Lift your hands. Let's take one prayer. Let's take one prayer. The Lord spoke to me. Let's take one prayer. Say, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Say, Lord, tonight I declare, give me something to celebrate about. Say, let all eyes that saw my fall, that saw my emptiness, that saw my shame, begin to see the manifestation of your glory in my life. Lift your voice and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. I want every hands, begin to call upon your God. Say, Father, vindicate me. Vindicate me. Let there be a compensational blessing. Yes, yes, lift it higher. Let there be a compensational miracle. Restore all my wasted years. Restore all my wasted years. Hey, Shabareyanto Kabahaya. Hey, Shaba, Shaba, Shaba. Korabahanto Sepreketea. Repa Parianta Karabahaya. Ropa Parianto Lebede, Bede, 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 Bede. Repa Parianto Karabahaya. Lift your voice and pray in the Holy Ghost. 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 Repadianto Sabaya. Declare restoration. Declare compensational miracle. Say, Father, for every battle, restore me my joy. Restore me. Say, for every misfortune, restore me, Jesus. For every struggle, restore me, Christ Jesus. For every pain, restore me. Hey, Rapapani Antoni Antelele Bahande, Santoni Antasepelele Bahaya, Kodabanabasianta Kabahaya. Your last prayer, say, Lord, as I clap my hands tonight, I prophesy. Every locked door, let it open tonight. Every financial door, marital door, health door, career doors, business doors, let it be open now. Open all my locked doors. Hey, Shabaya. Release those doors open. Lift your hands and pray in the Holy Ghost. Release those doors open. Pedia, 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 Sapari Anto Capariete, Shapapari Antanada Bahaya, Ray Paparia Corabarabara Bassaya. Release my miracle now. Release my miracle now. Let joy replace my tears. Come on, lift your voice and cry out. Cry out unto God. Let joy replace my tears. Let joy replace my tears. Let joy replace my tears. Palie, palie, Zantonia teke lelelele baaya. Re palabada da 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 basia toka baya. Hey, shapania toksa baya. Re palada da 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 bahantada. Ropania korobosia taka bahaya. Re papania telelelele. I declare a new day. I declare a new season. I will live and not die. I will excel. Anyone that set me up, let them see my lifting up. Let them see my elevation. Anyone that spoke evil about me, let them see your glory be revealed in my life. Anyone that tried to kill me, let them see my honor. Anyone that cursed me, let them see my blessing. Lift your voice and cry. Say, Lord, open that door. Give me a new chapter. Give me a new door. Do it, Lord. 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 Lift your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lift those hands up. Thank you, Jesus. Open the floodgates in abundance and cause your rain to fall on me. Open the floodgates in abundance and cause your rain to fall on me. Baba, Baba, oh, oh, oh. Here I was here, Baba. Mania de desiante, Baba, Baba. Lift your hands. Let it rain. Your rain. Your rain. Let it fall on me. Shine it above. We need your presence. Thank you, Jesus. Let it rain. Your rain. Your rain. Let it fall on me. Lift your hands. Sing it higher. Open. Hey, in abundance, lift your hands now and cause your rain to fall on me. Lift your hands now, open the floodgates. Tell God for restoration in abundance. Hey, and cause your rain to fall on me. Baba. Your hands. It's an anointing on you, young man. Close your eyes. It's a strong prophetic grace. I give you that impartation. Use him, Lord. Use him, Lord. Use him. Use him. I saw an eagle on him. Use him, Lord. Use him, Lord. Use him, Lord. Use him, Lord. Fresh anointing.
Hey.
Fresh anointing. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Give me the oil.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Take it. Lift your hand. Mark him. Say fresh oil.
Fresh oil.
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 Take it. Shadada Bahias. Lift your hand. Lift your hands. Fresh oil. Restoration, say the Lord. Restoration. Come to me, young woman.
Oh,
your sin in God's presence. Stand here. Can I pray for you? Lift your hands. Stretch your hands towards her. I'm dealing with cycles in your bloodline. I was going to pray for other people, then the Holy Spirit stopped me when I got to you. Dealing with cycles. I'm praying for you. I saw in the realm of the spirit a cycle where a woman called Frances went through a cycle from her generation. And the Lord said, pray and curse that evil cycle. Who is Crystal? Where is she? The Lord said, deal with that same cycle. Where is she? Come. Deal with that same cycle in the same bloodline. And place a covering over these children. Who is Reggie? The Lord said, pray for Reggie, pray for Alonso. The Lord said, place a fresh covering on them. Stretch your hands. And break evil cycles. Because there's a bloodline that needs to be dealt with. The women struggle in marriage. Women will have kids without properly being married to. Women will struggle. Women will go through pain. Stretch your hands quickly. I want us to maintain high-level prayer in this house. Stretch your hands and pray in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost gave me a name. Frances. Who is Frances? Your grandmother. Thank you, Holy Spirit. But tonight, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I revoke that attack. Lucy! Break that attack. I revoke that attack. I place a fresh covering on you. Fresh! Don't block them. Hold them. I revoke! I give you a new beginning. A new beginning.
Jesus.
It's done.
In Jesus' name.
Lift your hands. Pray for our better, say the Lord. Our better. Pray for our better. Yes. Pray for Paula. Pray for Sean. Where is he? Stand here. Stretch your hands. Pray for him. Pray for David, Michael, Dreyfus. Father, place a fresh covering on the entire house. Lift your hands. Who is Jasmine? Where is she? In America here? Stand to your feet. Is she around Washington?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Stretch your hands. Release fresh covering. Say the Lord. Fresh covering. Speak in tongues. Lift your hands. Around 4 o'clock, I was in prayer. And the Lord said to me, when you come tonight, deal with the witchcraft of delays. Stand to your feet. Let's deal with it quickly. The witchcraft of delays. Lift your hands and pray in the Holy Ghost. What's your name, ma'am? God said that building is yours. We deal with the witchcraft of delays. Lift your voice and begin to deal with it. Whatever is yours, thank you, Holy Spirit. God said, I've canceled the surgery. To her, that's your daughter. God has honored her. Now let's deal with that spirit quickly. Lift your hands. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, every spirit of delay,
every spirit of delay,
I come against it tonight.
In the name of Jesus.
Lift your voice and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. I release grace. I release grace. I release grace. Fire next level. Reform of delays. There is fibroids. Are you aware? God is delivering from fibroids. Come here. Stand. Take your seat. Stand here. Take your seat. I saw fibroids. I saw an angel of God. The angel of God put his hand into your stomach. Towards your lower abdomen, deep down, and took 18 multiple fibroids out of your system. Multiple fibroids. When you go back home tonight, I'll show you what to do. You will wake up and your stomach will shrink. For how many years have you been dealing with it? You have done twice surgery and it keeps growing back. Tonight is your night of deliverance. Stretch your hands and speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. The Lord said, complete deliverance for Nicolette complete deliverance. Complete deliverance. Lose man talada bahasa krotoko bahayas re papalian tokapaya. Hey, shapadian takapadia ro papalian taka. Clap your hands. God is delivering her. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Complete deliverance. Complete deliverance. Complete deliverance. Leave it. Leave it. Complete deliverance. Complete deliverance. Complete deliverance. Complete deliverance. Deliver her. Stretch your hands. So you foul spirit of infirmity. As I clap my hands.
In the name of
destroy.
Jesus. Destroy.
Clap your hands and pray.
Destroy. 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 In the name of Jesus. Destroy. Destroy. In the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, take it up. In the name of Jesus, destroy, 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 destroy. Jesus, destroy,
come out,
come out, shut up. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Jesus.
Lift your hands. Stretch your hands. Stand to your feet. I see a bank situation. Take your bank cards out. The debt has been cleared off. As I prophesied to her, I prophesied to you. I said the debt has been cleared off. Open your mouth. Stretch your hands towards her. Declare restoration. And tell God tonight.
Tonight.
As we lift up prayer.
As we lift up prayer.
For our beloved sister.
Our beloved sister.
Let every debt.
Let every debt.
Be cleared off.
Be cleared off.
Lift your voice. Clap your hands and pray.
Jesus. Jesus.
Send angels. Clap your hands and pray the Holy Ghost. Send angels. Send angels. Send angels. I see. I saw it followed with a letter that we are going to repossess that property. But an angel of the Lord came from heaven and put that letter to fire.
Hallelujah!
Come. Drop it and come. Take your seat. Let's deal with this quickly. A check is coming to you. Darling, that check has been released. This new week is coming to you. I see the check. Darling, Dahlia,
hey!
Clark, saith the Lord. Restoration has come. Stretch your hands, speak in tongues here. This is a prayer house.
Father, do it for her. Restoration.
Rebo shata. Reba baba seketa. Rebo shata.
I see an angel of God. An angel is gathering. The angel is gathering. And I saw something like jewels, jewelries. And the Lord said, restoration has come. Tonight I speak as God's oracle. Your days of lack and loss is over.
In Jesus'
name. A new day.
Yes.
Stretch your hands. God is touching your house.
He's
healing your brokenness.
Jesus.
Peace to your family.
Jesus.
Every spirit of confusion.
Jesus.
Stand here, look at me. I see a woman who has caused you a lot of pain in your marital life. Every power of witchcraft that has caused you disruption, I curse that power. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Stretch your hands and begin to pray for her. Apostle, please. We'd like to see you, please. Lift your voice and pray. Don't stop until I tell you to stop. Say, Father, open a new chapter for my life. Speak in tongues, praying the Holy Ghost. Praying the Holy Ghost. Praying the Holy Ghost. Praying the Holy Ghost. The Lord is going to speak to you in 60 seconds. Praying the Holy Ghost. Praying the Holy Ghost. Praying the Holy Ghost. If you are watching online, I stretch my hand towards you. Over 100 people, I speak miracles in your life. Restoration in your life. Right now! Completion. I hear the Lord say 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 completion. I see some friends going for like a party. I see a place, O-C-O-E-E, like Osio, around Orlando area thereabout. The Lord says she must not travel. Where in Florida is she? She's around Orlando. The Lord says she must not travel. I'm a prophet of God. Stretch your hands. What did the Lord put in your spirit? What came into your mind? What came into your spirit? What came into your spirit?
see a young man who is dealing with some legal issues. Legal issues. But God wants me to stop it. Stand to your feet. There is a history of jails that needs to be dealt with. It's witchcraft. You hear what I said? I want to stop it tonight. Bless you, man of God. Bless you. Stand. That's your baby. Stretch your hands. Let's deal with the power of witchcraft. Stretch your hands and pray in the Holy Ghost. Who went to jail? Let me tell you something. The man in your family, there is a dark cloud on them. And I see that I need to remove that dark cloud from them. The man in the family, daddy, his brother, your brother, I see satanic set up that takes them to jail. The men. If you take your time to look through, you will see it, that all of them, they have had issues. It's not normal. It's witchcraft. Strong witchcraft. Stretch your hands. How many of them can you tell me offhand that you know of that went to jail? That's your uncle? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Stretch your hands. Speak in tongues. We restore the dignity of the house. The dignity of the house. We restore the dignity of the man of the house. And we declare a new season, a new beginning. Said that. I saw an angel of the Lord present to you a fresh womb, and I saw a child being given. That's why I asked where he said that. Have you prayed about that? Well, God is going to do it for you. God is going to grant you access to restoration. Did you voluntarily took hold of her to take care of her? Like you adopted the child? Huh?
Yes, sir.
When was it? An angel of the Lord of favor has been activated on your behalf.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
To also restore the marital destiny and unlock the key to your next level. your hands. Stretch your hands. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Say new beginnings. Pray that prayer right now. Pray that prayer right now. Pray that prayer right now. Declare, I'm stepping into my new beginnings. Declare it. Declare it. Say seven times. Say new chapter. I step into it. Call that a shine. New beginnings. I minister to you from the depth of my heart, my spirit. Angel of the Lord said elevation. Is it Miriam? Huh? That's you? The Lord said elevation has come. Go and prosper. Lift your hands. I'm traveling to your bloodline and I'm dealing with the history of cancer in your family from your mother's bloodline. The history of breast cancer, cancer in your mother's bloodline for the last 96 years. Stretch your hands. We declare that every cancer, both mom and dad's history, we cancel it. You hear what I said? The Lord showed me a vision of three people who died as a result of cancer. But the Lord said, you and your house is disconnected from it. Stretch your hands and begin to pray. For I want every woman of God, every man of God, stretch your hands and declare. Every attack, mantarabashe prekete lebehe atas, spirit of infirmity, even pancreatic cancer for the man, I curse it. Shortly, stand here. Stretch your hands. Lift your hands. Can we stand and pray and deal with this? Stretch your hands. Let's deal with this quickly. Thank you. Stretch your hands. Deal with it. Stretch your hands. Begin to pray for her. Pray for her with passion and with love and honor. Present her. for the entire house. Lift your voice and pray in the Holy Ghost. Your mother alive? Where is she now? She's in Spanish Town. A pot just got fire right now. Every evil pot, every witchcraft pot, as we clap our hands, catch fire. No child will die. Pray for preservation for him. Preservation for him. Preservation for him. I see that you have been praying for him a lot. You want God to touch him. Right? Stretch your hands. Two boys. Stretch your hands. I saw five heads. I see an angel of God hang on the five heads. Stretch your hands. Five X. Five X. Two boys, three girls. Right? Preservation. Preservation. It's done. Stretch your hands. Now, that port in a village in Spanish Town that caught fire right now. Every confusion in your house, that fire will cease fire right now. Because I saw in the realm of the spirit, by witchcraft, they have turned two of your girls' heart against you. And two of your girls, I see that they don't want to see you. They don't want to talk to you. It's like they hate you with passion. They don't want to talk to you. But after church, they will call you. I prophesy over your life. God will fix your house. God will fix your life. I declare peace in your house. Peace in your home. Favor in your home. Joy in your house. If you are watching online, I declare the peace of God. Every confusion in your house, cease fire. Go and prosper. I saw 9 apples. Can I have 9 emblems? Stretch your hands. 9 apples. Stretch your hands. When God sends a prophet to you, there is always restoration. Stretch your hands. Stretch your hands. Sir, can I pray with you? Come, sir. Thank you for your humility. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, sir. Stretch your hands towards him. We declare the strength of God to be your portion. Stretch your hands. Sir, I saw an angel of God strengthening you and ministering healing to your body internally. Stretch your hands and pray for him. I declare strength to you. I declare perfection of your health. May God bless you and keep you for generations. Amen. Stretch your hands. I want you to pray for grace. Say grace for manifestation. Say, Father, tonight I receive grace for manifestation. Pray that prayer now. Pray that prayer now. Pray that prayer now. Pray that prayer right now. The Lord spoke to me about 9 people tonight. And he said to me, these 9 people must release a sacrifice of grace. And he said that manifestation will follow after that sacrifice. And I heard the Lord loud and clear. He said, release a seed of grace. That is a seed of 500. He gave me a specific instruction to do for these 9 people. He said to me, bless just bottles of water, 9, and give to them. As water represents the word of God, according to Ephesians 5, verse 22 and 24, water represents the peace of God. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Water represents the Holy Spirit. Water represents the life of God. He said, these 9 people, I am going to release the life of God, the peace of God, the works of God through his word, then there shall be a performance in their lives. Stretch your hands and say, Father, don't let me miss my moment. As you have sent your prophet to me, as I act in obedience, let there be a shift in my life. Lift your voice and pray. Can I get 9 bottles of water, if you may? Lift your voice and pray in the Holy Ghost. As you walk in obedience, 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 let heaven smile on you. As you walk in obedience, as you walk in obedience, by releasing your faith tonight, let heaven smile on you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. A part of the 9 people, come to me quickly and let God use me to change your life. I will show you what to do with the water. And victory will be released. You will stand in divine agreement. And you say, Lord, as I stretch my feet and I sow this seed of the number 5, let grace for manifestation be activated. And let your prophet bring your prophets in my life. I have spoken as God's oracle. And I'm telling you that as you step out in faith, God will change your story tonight. Who is the first person to pick the water from my hand? Stand, run to me quickly. Come to me quickly. Run to me. Run to me quickly. Who is the first person to take this water from my hand? Run to me. As you step up and you come to me, may heaven remember you. May every heart desire of yours come to pass. May you see fruitfulness, manifestation like never before. Who is the first person? Come to me now. Come to me quickly. After service, I'm going to minister to you and I'll show you what to do with the water. And nothing can block you. Nothing can stop you. You will see open heavens like never before. Who is the first person? Come to me quickly. Stand here. Open the water. The Lord spoke to me about 9, please. The Lord said 9. He gave me that specific number. The number 9 is a number of birthing. The number 9 is a number of manifestation. The number 9 is the number of bringing forth. And I want people who are dealing with some private pains, who are going through a low season, to step up in your faith. You may not even have it, but you will go and find it and bring it tomorrow. You will stretch your faith because you believe that this is a true prophet of God. This is a true anointed man of God. And the word of God is in his mouth. You will step up in your faith and let's see what God will do for you. Come to me quickly. Stand up and come to me. Stand up and come to me quickly. Stand up and come to me. Stand and come to me. Stand and come to me quickly. Quickly, 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 quickly. Stand and come to me quickly. Grace, grace, 5. Grace, 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 grace. Stand and come to me quickly. Mantana. God bless you, man of God. Do we have only this woman who has faith? How many of you believe that a shift has come? If you believe that a shift has come, lift your hands. I need 7 people to walk to me in faith. Walk to me in faith. I need 7 people to walk to me in faith. Throw a challenge to God. Throw a challenge to God. And say, Lord, I am stepping up in faith. Change my story. Change my story. Come. Walk to me in faith. I want 6 more people. Walk to me in faith. Walk to me. Take that bold step and come. And put a challenge on God. Throw a challenge on God. And say, Lord, I put you to test. Change my story. Come to me. I'm going to count 6. If these 3 people are the only ones, including the apostle, then so be it. But I need you to understand that if God said 9, then God cannot miss. Stand up and come. Stand up and come. Stand up and come. If God said 9, then you are part of people. He's about to change their story. He's about to change their story. He's about to rewrite their story. Stand up and come. Stand up and come. Take the bottle, open it, I'll tell you what to do. Stand up and come.
Something